And you know, when we sat down tonight, we had the plate, and what were the utensils that we ate with?
The knives and forks, spoons.
Yeah.
Glasses, yeah. Drank out of.
Hey, Alice, did you find anything in that book about Christianity? What? Read it.
Want me to read it?
Yeah.
In 1888, the 300 inhabitants living within its borders of the little town of Cordelia was incorporated at that time. Then a movement was launched by the leading citizens of the community for the creation of a new county. This movement was fought through to a successful conclusion on August 17, 1905. A new county was born and named for the Honorable Charles F. Crist of America, Georgia. And this county was taken off of the old county. It was called Dooley County.
So Crist County was part of Dooley County.
Yeah.
Still. Mm-hmm.
Dooley County used to be a big one.
Yeah.
And when the news was received in Cordelia that Governor Terrell had signed the bill creating the new county, everything went wild.
Oh, big celebration.
Big celebration.
So Crist County is, like Uncle Monk said, about 70 years old.
Mm-hmm. It's 70.
Be 71 in August this year.
My
goodness.
That's why. So that's why your mom and daddy were from Dooley County. They really,
mm-hmm.
It would have been Crist County if there had been a Crist County back then. Same area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the same area.
After supper, and Alice and I went in the kitchen and we did what with the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
And then we did
Cleaned up the kitchen.
After we wash them, though, we have to
Dry them.
Yeah, but even before you dry them, you have to
rinse them.
Yeah. And what did I use to dry the dishes?
The drying cloth.
What do you call the dish that you wash the dishes with?
That's a dish pan.
The rag that you wash?
That's a dish rag.
Yeah. What do you wash your face with? What is that cloth called?
Bath cloth.
And what do you dry yourself off with?
A towel.
What do you turn the water on?
That's a faucet.
And if it was real cold, it froze, and what might happen to the water pipe?
It busted.
A long time ago, people used to buy flour in a...
In a barrel.
Mm-hmm. And what did molasses come in?
It come in barrels.
Uh-huh. What about lard?
It come in lard cans.
Uh-huh. Even in real large quantities?
50 pounds, some 100 pounds. Which would 100 pounds be about 10 or 12 gallons.
Yeah.
50 pound one would be 5, maybe 6 gallons.
Mm. You know, when you open.
And then you could buy it in half a gallon buckets, lard, and gallon buckets, 5 and 10 pounds.
What did Aunt Alice always buy, for instance?
We never did buy much lard. We raised it.
Yeah.
We have a few times bought a 50-pound can, a gallon bucket. But my little lard we ever bought.
How'd you get your lard from the butchering of the hog? What's the process?
Cut the fat off to itself and dry it out. Put it in them wash pots and cook the lard out of the fat.
It would come to the top?
Well, the meat, the cracklings would come to the top.
Yeah.
You had to cook it a long time till you got all the water cooked out of it.
Yeah.
Then it'd be pure lard.
The water would evaporate or just,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It'd go off in steam.
Yeah.